Blog Talk Radio.
There was nobody before him, and there was nobody after him. Can I get an amen? Can I get a hallelujah? Hallelujah. Let everybody know that. On the western other side,
Black supremacy.
Let me show you.
Exodus 31:12-17. Get down with the Israelite team, praising Yahweh, your Elohim, on this holy convocation day. Thou shalt not do any work, and if you're picking up sticks, then you will get hit. This is what you do after you roam in your home. Don't go out doing that work, you get stoned. And we telling our brothers and sisters, telling, please listen to what the Most High say, that we must praise Him each and every day. But there's one day that's sanctified, one praise Yah. To us for a sign, and I'm telling you, I never leave it behind. Always keep it on my mind, and this is how we get refined. Each and every time the light shines.
Exodus 31. Start reading.
And anybody coming into my house, better watch what they speak.
Watch.
I don't want nobody speaking out of turn.
Nope.
You came here to listen and learn. Watch what come out your mouth. Don't let your soul get burned. Please just turn to the Most High. This is how He sanctified. He wants us to tell the children of Israel who were trapped in these gates of hell. Please just learn how to drink well. Stop hitting on your knees every Sunday. Watch the BBWAL. Read off to the
children of Israel. None of them exist, which means the book is a form. But here, Yahweh has signs. And he said, and these people that believe in him, though, would see that sign. What sign?
Read it.
Can I get an amen? Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
And we let everybody know that. Everybody know that.
Shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah, praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has blessed us to come before you another day, another night, to bring to you his great and holy divine words to us. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true that all you're going to get and all you're going to hear is the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael. Yah is our judge. He's our lawgiver, he's our king, he's our only savior, and not just of Israel, but the savior of the world. And once again, the Creator has blessed us to come before you with his great words. And once again, we'll be dealing with Yah Sabbaths of years. You don't hear this particular thing spoken of or talked about in our community as if this is irrelevant. But I'm here to tell you it is very relevant, because once you begin to learn Yah Sabbaths of years, then you will begin to learn how the Creator works and how he has ordered and organize his signs, seasons, days, and years. And it's okay that you have not heard and you didn't know, because none of us knew until the Creator was ready to reveal these things to us. Yesterday or last night, we brought to your attention the fact that the Creator, when it comes to his years, they're done in cycles of seven. Just like his weeks are done in cycles of seven, and just like his days are done in cycles of seven. And why? Because the Creator lets us know what seven represents. It represents completion. It represents the end. It represents something that is blessed and something that is sanctified. And the word that Yah would choose for seven is Shabbat, which also means rest, because he has brought something or bringing something to a rest or to an end. And I want you to see this, just a small review on the things that we spoke about last night, and then we'll take it a step further to show you how relevant these things are. For instance, or for example, you go to the book of Genesis, the second chapter, this is what the Most High said. In the first two verses, or we'll read to the third verse, it says, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, Elohim ended his work, which he had made. So you notice he used the word ended. Then he said, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. So he ended his work. He rested from his work. And then at the third verse, it lets you know, and Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which Elohim created and made. So we can see here that what the Creator did and what the seventh represents. And he made sure that each particular day that he would do some type of work, that we might one day memorialize the things that he would do. And what do? We work 7 days, 6 days, and rest on the Sabbath day, or the seventh day. Why? Because this is what Yah himself did, and this is the example that the Creator showed us. Furthermore, in the book of Exodus 23, once again, the Creator lets us know in the 12th verse, 6 days thou shalt do thy work, and on the seventh day thou shalt rest, that thy ox and thy ass may rest, and the son of thy handmaid and the stranger, that and the stranger may be refreshed, because this is what the Creator did. But also the Creator, not only he did this for amongst the days, he also did this amongst the years. And I may add, the 7 day week is a very fixed time. It's not some time that is regulated by the sun, moon, and stars. It's a fixed time. Now, the sun, moon, and stars are fixed times also. And they do exactly what they're fixed to do. But this is what the Creator said amongst the years. In 11th and 10th verse of the same chapter, 6 years thou shalt sow thy land and shall gather in the fruits thereof. But the 7th year thou shalt let it rest and lie still, the poor of thy people may eat, and what they lead the beasts of the field shall eat. In like manner thou shalt deal with thy vineyard and with thy olive yard. In other words, we have a Sabbath for the week, but we also have a Sabbath for the year. And just like the weekly Sabbath is fixed and set as a nail in a coffin, as something cemented together, so is the Sabbath of the year. We also find in the book of Exodus 34. And we're just doing a recap, a review to show you where we're at. Just in case you were not able to see us yesterday, we are discussing Yah's Sabbaths of years. in the book of Exodus 34. This is what it says in the 21st verse. 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest. In hearing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. And why? Because the seventh is a time of rest. And we're going to show you there's a time and a season for everything. And in the book of Leviticus, the 25th chapter, if you turn there, Leviticus 25, this is what it says. Starting at the second verse, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto Yah. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard and gather in the fruit thereof, but in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for Yah. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. That which groweth of his own accord of thy harvest thou shalt not reap, neither gather the grapes of the vine undressed, for it is a year of rest unto the land. And the Sabbath of the land shall be food for you, for thee and for the servant, thy maid, thy hired servant, and for thy stranger that sojourneth with thee, and for thy cattle, and for the beasts are in thy land, shall all the increase thereof be meat. So we can see here the Creator having these various cycles of the weeks, as well as cycles of seven in our years. Of course, most people don't know how these interact, how these are plugged into one another, that we might be able to do all of Yah's laws. And that's okay, because we're going to show you. But even amongst the months, I'm going to show you how even amongst the months, Yah have cycles. And let me show you how Yah will bring about cycles of even our months. You go back to the book of Exodus, the 23rd chapter, starting at the 14th verse, this is what it says. Three times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in a year. And what the Creator is going to show you, he's going to show you the beginning of the year, the middle of the year, and the end of the year. And this is something that you will not hear or get from any of the other books. Watch what the Creator let us know. The 15th verse. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee, in the time appointed of the month of Abib. For in it thou camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. So we can see that, we can see that Abib is the beginning of the year. Then it says in the 16th verse, and the feast of harvest, the first fruit of thy labors which thou hast sown in the field. And this is the middle of the year in which we know of as the Feast of Weeks, and show you that this is a middle is only three times in a year we're supposed to appear before the Most High, in the month of Abib, then in the time of the Feast of Harvest, which is called the Feast of Weeks. Now watch the third time. And the Feast of Harvest, the first fruit of thy labors, which thou hast sown in the field, and the Feast of Ingathering. And what is the Feast of Ingathering? Well, we're going to show you what that is, which is in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field. Three times in a year all thy male shall appear before Yah Elohim. Because there's three times in a year, the beginning, the middle, and the end, that the Almighty is attempting to teach our people. Furthermore, you can read this in the book of Exodus 34. Again, what are we discussing? We are talking about Yah Sabbaths of years. And to understand these Sabbaths of years, and what is a Sabbath year? A Sabbath year is six working years. And then in the seventh year, it's a Sabbath to Yah, a Sabbath of the land. Just like we have a Sabbath day, 6 days you work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to Yah, a Sabbath day. Well, amongst the months, the Almighty wanted us to appear three times a year, every year. And he let you know when those three times are. One, at the beginning of the year, in the month of Abib. Two, in the middle of the year, during the time of the Feast of Weeks. And number three, at the end of the year, in the Feast of Ingathering. We're going to show you what that is. But in Exodus 34 and 18, this is what it says. The Feast of Unleavened Bread shalt thou keep. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, as I commanded thee, in the time of the month of Abib. For in the month Abib thou camest out from Egypt, which is the beginning of the year. 22nd verse. And thou shalt observe the Feast of Weeks, of the first fruits of wheat harvest, which is the middle of the year, and the Feast of Ingathering at the year's end. In other words, when the year ends. And when is that? Well, I'm going to show you that the end of the year is the 7 months. Is not the 12 month in which that is the end of the cycle years, but the end of the year, just like the end of a day is at evening, the end of the year is in the 7 month, and you have to go through the winter month to get to the next year, and just like you have to go through the night to get to the next day. 23rd verse. Thrice in the year shall all your men children appear before Yah Elohim, the Elohim of Israel. Again, letting us know three times a year, and letting us know that we should know all three times of the year, and how these three times of the year are relevant to how we order, or how Yah order his signs, seasons, days, and years. Also, in the book of Leviticus, the 25th chapter, still dealing with the Sabbaths of years. And it's very difficult to understand these Sabbaths of years without understanding the various components of the year. And there's three times a year that we have to be very aware of. I said Leviticus 25, but what I want you to go to is Deuteronomy 16. Show you this. In the book of Deuteronomy 16, this is what it says. In the 16th verse, it says, three times in a year shall all thy males appear before Yah the Elohim in a place which he shall choose. Now the Almighty is going to let you know exactly when these three times are. In the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the beginning of the year. In the Feast of Weeks, the middle of the year. And in the Feast of Tabernacles, the end of the year. And they shall not appear before Yah empty. And it lets you know, in the same 16th chapter, in the first verse, observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto Yada Elohim. For in the month of Abib, Yada Elohim brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. And that's when we came out in this month. We were brought out by night through the Sea of Reeds or the Red Sea in this same month on the 15th day of that month at night. That's the beginning of the year. Then in the 9th verse, it lets you know of this same chapter, 7 weeks thou shalt number unto thee. Begin to number the 7 weeks from such time as thou begin to put the sickle to the corn. And thou shalt keep the feast of weeks unto Yada Elohim with a tribute of a free will offering of thy hand, which thou shalt give unto Yada Elohim, according as Yada Elohim hath blessed thee. That's the Feast of Weeks. And then in the end of the year, the 13th verse, thou shalt observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days. After that thou hast gathered in thy corn and thy wine. Because this is the last thing that we brought in, which is the end of the year. To further show you that the end of the year is the 7th month, then you can understand the cycles that the Creator will show us. So, for instance, we read in Exodus 20, third chapter, where the Feast of Ingathering was the end of the year. We also read in Exodus 34 that it was the year's end. But in the book of Deuteronomy, the 15th chapter, this is what it says. The very first verse. It says, at the end of every 7 years. Now, when is the end of every 7 years? I'll show you. Thou shalt make a release. And this is the manner of the release. Every creditor that lendeth unto his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called Yah's release. So when is the end of every 7 years? Well, let me show you when the end of every 7 years is, so you can then begin to understand these cycles in Deuteronomy 31. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter, this is what it says in the 9th verse. And Moshe wrote this law, delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the covenant of Yah, and unto all the elders of Israel. And Moshe commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, and when is the end? In the solemnity of the year of release. And when is that? Well, at the end is every 7 years. In the Feast of Tabernacles. And when is the Feast of Tabernacles? Well, that's in the seventh month. So all I can only assume that the seventh month is the end of every 7 years, because this is not only the year of release, it's the end of every 7 years, and you do this in the Feast of Tabernacles, which is the 15th of the seventh month. And what are you to do at this time? When all Israel is come to appear before Yahdah Elohim in a place which he shall choose, because that's where you're supposed to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing. And so in the 7 year, not only are you to have a year of release, but you're also supposed to read the law. In the Feast of Tabernacles, at the end of every 7 years. Further, to show you how these cycles of seven work, in the book of Leviticus, the 25th chapter, we read Deuteronomy 15, which it says at the end of every 7 years, the year of release. We're reading Deuteronomy 31, at the end of every 7 years, during the time of Feast of Tabernacles, we're supposed to read the law. But what are we to do in Leviticus, the 25th chapter? And this is what it says. In the book of Leviticus, the 25th chapter, the 8th verse, and thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee. 7 times 7 years. In the space of 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. And then, and so the 49th year is a 7th year, then shalt thou call the trumpet of Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month in the Day of Atonement. Shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. So here again in the 7th year, in the Day of Atonement, which is the 7th month, the trumpet of Jubilee is the sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. And why? Because all these represents the end of the year. Now, just because it's the end of the year, it don't mean that a new year is beginning. That's just the end. And it showed the end. That's why in the wintertime everything died, because the year is ended. Just like when a day ends, there's night prevailing. But the day has ended, and a new day won't come in until the morning. And I want you to see that everything begins in the morning. All these various cycles, they begin. And once you begin to learn the cycles of the Most High, then you can understand how these things work in concert with one another. So we went over the various weeks, the various months, and how they would end, or how the year would end, and also the Sabbaths of years. And that's what we're emphasizing, the Sabbaths of years. And to understand the Sabbaths of years, You must understand each particular component of it. You must understand the weeks, and you must understand the months, as well as the years. Every day, though, as you might know, it all starts in the morning. Every day. And every month starts in the morning. And every year starts in the morning. And I just want you to see this so you can understand how these things work and how Yah will bring to us his words on how we ought to accept his word. The Creator lets us know there's time and season for everything. And the very first thing he said, there's a time to be born. And when these things are born, little do people know they're born when the day begins. And you're going to see that this is why the Almighty ordered everything from the morning. Yes, I will repeat. Yah ordered everything from the morning. That's where it's ordered from. And just to show you this, the first thing I want you to see is in the book of Ecclesiastes. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the very first chapter, starting at the third verse, the first thing it let us know is, what profit have a man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? Question mark. And why is that a question? Because you're going to see that everything is ordered from that time under the sun. One generation passeth away, and another generation coming, but the earth abideth forever. The sun also ariseth, and the sun goeth down, and hasteth to his place where he arose. The wind goeth toward the south and turneth about unto the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, there they return again. All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. And watch what it says. The thing that have been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. And why the sun? Because that's where Yah ordered all things, from the morning. When do you think the sun comes? Well, in the morning. And everything that come at night, it was already ordered from the morning. Is there anything, Rob, it may be said, see, this is new. It had been already of old time, which has been before us. There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. So this is when the Creator ordered things. Further, let me show you. In the book of Psalms, in the book of Psalms, the 50th division, and watch what it says. The very first verse. The mighty Elohim, even Yah, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. That's when the earth was called. In the morning, even though the earth came before the sun. But at the time that the sun comes, at the time that the sun rises, is letting you know that is the same time that he called the earth. And when is that? In the morning. Because the sun was made on the fourth day, but the earth was made on the third day. Go to the book of Psalm 113. And yes, we're still talking about Yah's Sabbaths of years, but all the various components of these years you have to first put in their proper order. Not only our days start in the morning, but so do our months, as well as our years. They all commence at the same time. And this is what it says in Psalm 113. And let's see what this says. The very first verse. Praise ye Yah. Praise, O ye servants of Yah. Praise the name of Yah. Blessed be the name of Yah from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, Yah's name is to be praised. And this is what the Most High said. Why? Because this is when the Creator ordered things. This is when he ordered things, not when Ishaya ordered things, not when somebody else ordered things, but this is when Yah ordered things. And why did he order things from this time? Because this is the beginning. Furthermore, let's look at the law so you can see how Yah will order things for not only his days, not only his weeks, but also his years, which he calls Sabbath of years. In the book of Numbers, turn there. In the book of Numbers, the 28th chapter. Watch what this says. This is what it says, starting at the very first verse. And Yah spake unto Moshe, saying, command the children of Israel, and say unto them, my offering and my bread for my sacrifices made by fire for a sweet savior unto me, shall ye observe to offer unto me in their due season. In other words, at their set appointed time. And thou shalt say unto them, this is the offering made by fire which ye shall offer unto Yah. Two lambs of the first year without spot, day by day, for a continual burnt offering. It says the one lamb, in other words, the cod, the one lamb thou shalt offer in the morning, and the other lamb shalt thou offer at even. In other words, this other lamb in Hebrew would say the second lamb. Because the morning offering always came before the evening offering. Why? Because the morning offering was the beginning of the day. And the evening offering was the end of a day. So it wouldn't make sense to make the end first when Yah said make the morning first. Make the morning one. Fifth verse. And the tenth part of the ephod of flour for a meal offering mingled with the fourth part of a hen of beaten oil. It is a continual burnt offering which was ordained on Mount Sinai for a sweet savior, a sacrifice made by fire to Yah. And the drink offering thereof shall be the fourth part of a hen for the one lamb. In the holy place, thou shalt cause the strong wine to be poured unto Yah for a drink offering. And the other lamb, which is the second, shall thou offer at even as the meal offering of the morning, and as the drink offering thereof, thou shalt offer it, a sacrifice made by fire for a sweet savior unto Yah. And you notice they didn't even have to repeat in the 8th verse what the second lamb offering was. It just says, and the other lamb thou shalt offer at even as the meal offering of the morning. Why? Because that came second. So if you know how to do the first one, then you will know how to do the second one. This is how you know Yah will order things from the morning. Somebody might say, well, how did he order everything from the morning when before there was a morning, Yah began to speak, he began to say, let there be light. Well, that's when he ordered it to be. It's just like you turning, opening up your business, you open up at 8 o'clock. Whatever they're doing before 8 o'clock is irrelevant. They might be preparing the bread. They might be cooking stuff and doing all kind of stuff. But until you open those doors, you're not open. There is no business. And, of course, Yah, once he speaks, that's it's gonna happen as he speaks. And that's what the Most High did. Furthermore, just to show you this, just the various offering, if you go through every offering, you will see the same thing. Everything ordered from the morning. One of the controversies that a lot of people have was about the Sabbath day when it began. Well, every day began in the morning. But watch what the Creator says specifically about the Sabbath day. In the book of Exodus, the 16th chapter. Now, we're already discussing this because now we're getting in the various components of the Sabbaths of years. Because not only every day starts in the morning, every week, every month, and every year, they all start in the morning. We just went through some various days. Well, what about the Sabbath day itself? In the book of Exodus 16, this is what it says. And we're going to start reading because the Creator gave us a sign in this. In the 22nd verse, this is what it says. And it came to pass that on the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for one man. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. Now, every day they were supposed to gather enough for that day. And it melted by that midday. And you were not to keep nothing over until the next day. It says in the 23rd verse. And he said unto them, this is that which y'all have said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Shabbat unto y'all. Bake that which ye will bake today, and seed that ye will seed, and that which remaineth over lay up for you to be kept until the evening. No, it didn't say until the evening. It says lay it up to be kept until the morning. And why the morning? Because tomorrow is the morning. And this is all you will see in the scriptures, that tomorrow is the morning. Tomorrow is not the evening. And they laid it up till the morning. And what is the morning? Tomorrow. As Moshe bade, and it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. And what did Moses say about that morning? And Moshe said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto Yah. Today ye shall not find it in the field. 6 days ye shall gather it. And when were they to gather it? At night? In the middle of the night? At evening? No. They will gather it every morning. But on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. Because this is when the Sabbath was. So not only every day was ordered from the morning, but likewise the Sabbath day itself also was tomorrow. And what is tomorrow? Tomorrow is the morning. And when were they to do their sacrifices? The very first sacrifice, daily sacrifice, was in the morning. And the second sacrifice of the day was in the evening. And one was the beginning of the day, and the other was the end of the day. Then you might ask yourself, well, what about the months? Well, the months were no different at all. If you go back to that Numbers, the 28th chapter, this is what you're going to see. In Numbers 28, and watch what it says in the 11th verse. And in the beginning of your month. Now, when is that? Now, most Israelites believe and teach that the beginning of your month is in the evening, toward the night, when you see the crescent moon. Well, let's see if that's true. And in the beginning of your month, ye shall offer a burnt offering unto Yah, 2 young bullocks, 1 lamb, and 1 ram, 7 lambs of the first year without spot. So let's see when this is. Since it says in the beginning of your month, you also read this in the book of Numbers, the 10th chapter. Turn that. In the book of Numbers, the 10th chapter, this is what it says in the 10th verse. Also, in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days. And when are those? Do those start in the evening or in the morning? No, all these starts in the morning. And in the beginning of your months, ye shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your Elohim. I am Yah, your Elohim. And when were those offerings? Well, they started in the morning. And just to show you this, that's why the scriptures say to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Because we're just not going to go through one part of a day. We're going to go through all the parts of the days, all the parts of a month, all the parts of a year, and how all these things interconnect with one another. So, for example, if you go to the book of 1 Samuel, well, right before we go to 1 Samuel, you know, there was one more scripture that I wanted you to see. It's in the book of Exodus. I almost forgot about this scripture. There's so many, but in the book of Exodus, the 10th chapter, I think it is. I just wanted you to see this in Exodus, the 10th chapter, verse 3 through 4, and watch what it says. And Moshe and Aaron came in unto Pharaoh and said unto him, thus says Yah Elohim of the Hebrews, how long wilt thou refuse to humble thyself before me? Let my people go, that they may serve me. Else, if thou refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow will I bring a locust into thy coast. Now, tomorrow is vague right here. We don't know when tomorrow is. Well, let me tell you, all through the scripture, every scripture you'll read about tomorrow is always the morning. So it's not vague to me at all. It's very specific. And to show you how specific this is, when the locust will be brought in, if you go to the 13th verse, it's going to let you know exactly when they come in. But we'll read the 12th and 13th verse and watch what it says. And Yah said unto Moshe, stretch out thy hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, that they may come upon the land of Egypt and eat every herb of the land, even all the hail had left. And Moshe stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt, and Yah brought an east wind upon the land all that day. Because he said, when? Tomorrow, right? So all that day, the east wind came. And all that night, what came? The east wind. And watch what it says. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts. Why? Because tomorrow is the morning. It is the morning. And the morning is tomorrow. This is why the Creator lets us know this in the book of, I think you're going to read it in Deuteronomy 16. Let me just make sure. And what it's in Numbers 33. That's the scripture that I want. Numbers 33. And watch what this says. And we're going to start at the first verse. Numbers 33. And what are we discussing? We're discussing Yah's Sabbaths and years. But I wanted you to see that not only all our days, our Sabbaths, our weeks, our months, and our years, all was ordered from the morning. It says in Numbers 33:1, These are the journeys of the children of Israel, which went forth out of the land of Egypt with their armies under the hand of Moshe and Aaron. And Moshe wrote their goings out according to their journeys by the commandment of Yah. And these are the journeys according to their goings out. And they departed from Ramesses in the first month on the 15th day of the first month on the morrow after the Passover. The children of Israel went out with a high hand in the sight of all the children of Israel. And what is the morrow? Well, it means that morning. In other words, on the 15th day, that morning, they began to depart out of Egypt. This is, they're going out. And this is going to show you every place they stopped from that morning until that evening. And then when you get to that evening, they encamp by the Red Sea. And then it will let you know when our people went out of Egypt, it was at night. Because their going out was all that day, the 15th day. And then they got to the Red Sea at evening. And the Almighty told Moses to stretch out his rod, and that sea split forth, and the children of Israel walked dry shod all that night. But here, once again, I wanted you to see that the morrow after the Passover was on the 14th, and unleavened bread, and their going out was on the 15th. And that began their journeys out of Egypt. Furthermore, now we can go to the book of 1 Samuel. And we're going to start reading 1 Samuel, the 20th chapter, the 4th verse. Now, this is dealing with our months. And look what it says in 1 Samuel, the 20th chapter, starting at the 4th verse. And I love this story here because watch what it says. Then says Jonathan unto David, whatsoever thy soul desire, I will even do it for thee. And David said unto Jonathan, behold, tomorrow is the new moon, and I shall not fail to sit with the king at meat. But let me go that I may hide myself in the field until the third day at even. And you notice it said tomorrow is the new moon. Well, when you look up this word new moon, it comes from the Hebrew word kodesh, which merely means month. But you see the adjective or verb that describes what day it is. It says tomorrow. And as I told you before, every time you see the word tomorrow, it's always in the morning. Not just most of the times, not just half the times, but all the times. The word tomorrow means morning or the next day. And what do the next day mean? So when David and Jonah was talking, they were saying tomorrow is the new month. In the morning is the new month. The next day is the new month. So they was already prepared for this new month to come in. And watch what it says in the 6th verse. Still reading. Or let's get right to the point. We'll go to the 11th and 12th verse. And Jonathan said unto David, come, and let us go out in the field. And they went out, both of them, into the field. And Jonathan said unto David, O Yah Elohim of Israel, when I have sounded my father about tomorrow, any time. And what is tomorrow? In the morning. In other words, that's when his father will begin to start questioning him about, where's David? Or the third day. In other words, he will question him either starting tomorrow morning or the third day. And why? Because tomorrow means the next day. It means the morning. Behold, if there be good toward David, and I then send not unto thee and show it thee, Yah do so much more to Jonathan. But if it please my father to do thee evil, then I will show it thee and send thee away, that thou mayest go in peace. And Yah be with thee as he hath been with my father. And then they repeat it again. Watch the 18th verse. Then Jonathan said to David, tomorrow. Now, how many times the Almighty got to let you know what tomorrow is? All you got to, since a lot of people rely on the concordance and all that, tomorrow is always in the morning. It is always the next day. Tomorrow is the new month, and thou shalt be missed, because thy seat will be empty. See, tomorrow is not evening time. See, if it was evening time, then that would mean that when he said tomorrow, it would happen at evening before the morning came in. But when he said tomorrow, it was always after that evening, after that night, and the next day. And when is the next day? In the morning. Furthermore, you also read it again, 27th verse. We'll start at the 24th verse. And David hid himself in the field, and when the new month was come, the king set him down to eat meat. Now, when did he say the new month was coming? Did he say at evening? Did he say that afternoon? Or is tomorrow the morning? This is very simple homework that you can do yourself. And you will see that tomorrow is always the morning. And watch what it says. And the king sat upon his seat as at other times, even upon the seat by the wall. And Jonathan arose, and Abner sat by Saul's side, and David's place was empty. Nevertheless, Saul spake not anything that day, for he thought something had befallen him. You notice it and say, Saul spake not anything that night, because once you get into the evening, toward the night, that's what they would have said. He is not clean, surely he is not clean. And it came to pass on the morrow. Now, what do morrow mean? Again, in the morning, which was the second day of the month, that David's place was empty. And Saul said unto Jonathan his son, wherefore cometh not the son of Jesse to meet, neither yesterday nor today? Because he keep mentioning tomorrow. And of course, Saul was mad at this, because their meetings took place in the morning. They ate meal in the morning. I know we do these things at night. That's only because that's what we've been told. And we're working for our enemies, so we don't have time to meet in the morning, so we meet in the evening time. But that's not the case with our people. Let me show you this. In this same chapter, watch what it says. 33rd verse. Saul cast a javelin at him to smite him, whereby Jonathan knew that it was determined of his father to slay David. So Jonathan arose from the table in fierce anger and did eat no meal the second day of the month, for he was grieved for David because his father had done him shame. And it came to pass in the morning. See, all the other scriptures it said tomorrow, because tomorrow is the morning. Now it's saying the morning, that Jonathan went out in the field at the time appointed with David and a little lad with him. And of course, that's when he sent the arrows. And I just wanted you to see this, and I want you to study this to see that everything happened in the morning or tomorrow. And not only that, to show you this, there's one more scripture on this. This is real important because this is why David was suspicious of Saul. So I just want you to see this. One more scripture, and I didn't retain it to memory, but I will show it to you. And this is going to be it's in the book of 1 Samuel, the 19th chapter. I just want you to see, it was important for me to show you this, why David was so suspicious. See, even though Jonathan didn't know why David, why are you thinking my father trying to hurt you or kill you any kind of way? Because if my father was trying to do that, I would definitely let you know what was going on. I love you too much for I let anything go down like that. So David wanted Jonathan to see that his father had determined evil against him. But why did David think that? Because Saul been trying to kill David. And this is what happened in the book of 1 Samuel, the 19th chapter, in the 9th verse. And this is what it says. And the evil spirit from Yah was upon Saul, as he sat in his house with his javelin in his hand. And David played with his hand. And Saul sought to smite David even to the wall with the javelin. But he slipped away out of Saul's presence. And he smote the javelin into the wall, and David fled and escaped that night. Saul also sent messengers unto David's house to watch him and to slay him in the morning. That's what he was going to do. Slay him in the morning. And Michal, David's wife, told him, saying, if thou save not thy life tonight, tomorrow, thou shalt be slain. And why? Because tomorrow is the morning. This is why David and Jonathan's whole conversation was saying, tomorrow is the new month. Because when is the new month? In the morning. When is the new day? In the morning. When is the Sabbath day? In the morning. They all are tomorrow, all of them. And when is the new year? Well, it's in the morning also. And I want you to see these things because The Creator said, the crooked things have to be made straight. And we're going to deal with every component of Yah's Sabbaths of years. Each year, imagine this, you only have 7 different years in each, which means you only really got 7 days, different days. And each year starts, begin, and commence on a different day. And the scriptures will let you know when they are, when this is. For example, if you want to know when the very first season, the very first sign, the very first day, as well as the very first year occurred, all you got to do is read Genesis, the first chapter. And this is what it says. In Genesis 1. And you will see all this happen in the morning. And this is what it says in the 14th verse. And Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs, for seasons, for days, and years. And when did the Most High say that? When did he put these lights in heaven as signs? And for seasons, and for days, and for years. Well, if you read the 19th verse, it says, and there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. So all this was done on the fourth day, when the Creator stopped to start his season and starts his years, as well as the month, as well as the signs, on the fourth day. And wouldn't that be significant to you if it was significant to the Most High? So not only was the first year, it was the first season, the first month. And to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that that is so, you go to the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter. This is what it says. Since Yah ordered everything from the morning, this is what it says in Exodus 12:1. And Yah spake unto Moshe and unto Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. So this is the first month. This is the beginning of all months. So the Almighty put these lights in the heaven on the fourth day, for years and signs and seasons and days, would not, and he did it on the fourth day, would not that be the beginning? Of course that's the beginning. And I'll show you that that is indeed the beginning, as Yah said it was the beginning. And this is the beginning of all months. The Creator let you know in the third verse, speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for one house. And this 10 days later, we took the lamb out. If this commenced, all this started on the fourth day, and that was the beginning of the month. And we know that is the beginning of the month. Well, 7 days later would have been the fourth day again. But 10 days later would be the Sabbath, when they took this lamb out. And then watch what it says. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto him, unto his house, take it according to the number of souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And what did they kill in the evening? The lamb that they set out on the 10th day. Now we're talking about 14 days later. And when did this begin? On the 4th day, which was the beginning of the month. 7 days later would have been the 4th day again. And 7 more days, which is 14 days later, it would have been the 4th day again, 14 days later. And of course, you know the story. We went out on the 15th day of the first month of the first year, which is the 5th day of the week. Now, to show you all this, to show you that the Almighty have testimonies to show you when you can find out all your various days. And watch what the Creator let us know in the book of Exodus 16. Because now we're talking about the first year of Yah's Sabbaths of years. In the book of Exodus 16, now all these dates and times will be very relevant to you. Why? Because they're relevant to Yah. And watch what it says. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came into the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month, after their departing out of the land of Egypt. In other words, we departed out of Egypt the 15th. We came into the wilderness on the 15th of the first month. We came into the wilderness of Sin between Elim and Sinai on the 15th day of the second month. 30 days, just 30 days later. This is where we find ourselves. And when we came in Elim, between Elim and Sinai, on its 15th day, our people began to murmur. And when they began to murmur, the Almighty said he was going to rain down quail and bread from heaven. Now, the quail did not come until that evening in the second month, the 15th day of the second month. But the bread came tomorrow, which is that morning, which would have been the 16th day of that second month. And we had the days. And on the Sabbath day, he said there will be none. So at evening, when the Almighty brought the quail at that evening, of course, it had to be the Sabbath. And I know we're running out of time, but I'm going to show you from that first month until the second month, every date that Yah give us, you will see that all these dates line up with one another. They all started in the morning, and they all were 30 days apart, and they all were demonstrated, show, and proved beyond a shadow of a doubt Yah's Sabbath of years. And these very times are fixed and a part of Yah's cycles. Not just this, so when we return tomorrow, we'll return right back to this Exodus 16. And you're going to see all of Yah's cycles. And then we will get into the Gregorian calendar, the Jewish calendar, and all the other false, fictitious calendars that our people are going by that has nothing to do with the word of Yah. Everything we're reading is the word of Yah. Nothing added, nothing taken away. Yah's word. That's all we need. That's all we got. That's all we should be going by. And we come right back to this place. So until tomorrow, Yah love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Trusting you, he always kept me whole and left my enemies deep in they hole.